CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Matt Piper. A military jury has acquitted a decorated Navy SEAL on all but one charge. Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher was accused of premeditated murder in the 2017 killing of a captured ISIS fighter in his care in Iraq. He was found not guilty. His attorney, Mark Mukasey.
Suffice to say, huge victory, huge weight off the Gallaghers. Huge victory for justice.
The one charge Gallagher was found guilty of was posing with the body of a dead captive. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti from the courthouse in San Diego.
The trial revealed a SEAL team divided with a dozen witnesses testifying. Seven SEALs, including two who said they saw the act, accused Gallagher of repeatedly stabbing an injured teenage ISIS fighter in the neck and body, while other members of the team were treating his wounds in May 2017. He then posed in front of the court as part of a reenlistment ceremony.
Opponents had argued its inclusion would lead to the undercounting of certain demographic groups. And now the citizenship question that President Trump wanted on next year's census won't be on there.
The Trump administration says the 2020 census questionnaire will move ahead without a question about citizenship. A Department of Justice official confirms to CBS News that the question will not be on the form. Officials say the printing of the hundreds of millions of documents for the 2020 counts has already begun. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross, who pushed the question, says he disagrees with the Supreme Court decision that led to the question being left off the census form. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
In Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And in many other cities across the country, protests against the Trump administration's immigration policy. Correspondent Maria Villarreal from McAllen, Texas.
A report from the Office of Inspector General says in June, Rio Grande Valley facilities were holding nearly 2,700 children. More than 50 of them were unaccompanied minors under the age of seven. At three locations, children had no access to showers, and many had limited access to a change of clothes or laundry facilities.
A moment of silence tonight for the Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The 27-year-old was found dead in his hotel room yesterday morning. The team is playing their first game right now against the Texas Rangers since his death. Angels GM Billy Epler.
You know, grief is personal to all of us. It doesn't have a timeline. It doesn't have a roadmap. But what is most important is that we'll all be here for each other as a team, as an organization, and as a family.
This is CBS News.
Let's start this weekend at the White House.
From Washington to the world.
Correspondent Steve Futterman is in New Zealand.
Catch the CBS News Weekend Roundup on the radio and online.
The News Watch never stops. On Detroit's number one news station. News Radio 950 WWJ.
Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. Good evening. I'm Jason Scott for WWJ News Radio 950. Thanks so much for joining us.
A couple of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Storms early on can be locally severe. The complete AccuWeather forecast coming up.
That's Dave Bowers. We'll have the live and local latest regarding the passing showers at 10:08. Right now, rain falling downtown. 73 degrees in the city. WWJ News Time, 10:03. It's developing tonight in Macomb Township and Clinton Township. The police department there asking residents to shelter in place. There's an armed suspect out that way, and this is affecting some street closures. We get the live and local latest now from the 24-hour traffic center with our WWJ Lance Howard.
Well, tipster calls started coming in during the 8 o'clock hour. Clinton Township Police confirming Clinton River Road closed between 17 Mile and Canal. Romeo Plank is blocked south of Canal Road. This is all in the area of Bud Park. Now, MSP is confirming troopers are assisting Clinton Township Police with an armed suspect in the area of Bud Park. They're asking you avoid the area and expect a heavy police presence. And once again, if you do live in the area, please try to stay inside and secure your home. Reporting live from the traffic center, Lance Howard, WWJ News Radio 950.
Also developing tonight, saying goodbye to an automotive legend, Lee Iacocca has died at age 94. WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert joining us live and local with more, Jeff.
Yep, Iacocca had been ill the last few years. It appears he died earlier today at his home in Bel Air, California. Now, he was originally well-known, working his way up nearly to the top at Ford, but the guy at the top, Henry Ford II, had different ideas. He unceremoniously fired Lee Iacocca. Then Iacocca went to Chrysler and turned it around. That's where Jason Vines worked with him.
He was a tough leader. He wasn't a jerk, but you could not, as they say, BS him. He'd tear you apart.
Iacocca became nationally known for his many commercials. He was thought of even as a presidential candidate back in the 80s. He raised money to rehabilitate the Statue of Liberty, authored many books, and then he returned to do more ads for then Daimler Chrysler in 2005. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
As our team coverage ongoing here regarding the death of Lee Iacocca, automotive analyst John McElroy joining us live and local now on the other end of our live line with the life and legacy of Lee Iacocca. John, thanks for doing this. We heard it from Jeff. Where do you start with Lee Iacocca?
Well, I think one way to start is that you got to remember, he became a household name in America. He wasn't just a well-known executive in the automotive industry. Everybody in the country, certainly in the 1980s, knew who Lee Iacocca was. In fact, it had almost gotten to the point there was talk of him running for president. That never happened, obviously. But he's probably the last of the automotive executives that really had an impact in all areas of America.
Will we ever see the likes of a Lee Iacocca again? I guess we could, potentially. But really, somebody who walks into one of the big three here in Detroit and then into another one later on down the road of his career and just transforms the company. It's really hard to imagine such an individual doing maybe the likes of this again.
It probably is. You never say never, but you're right. He was one of a kind. Of course, the industry was a bit different then, but nonetheless, he really made an impact from a very early age. I want to say he was running the Ford division when he was 30 years old. He rocketed up the ranks at Ford. He had his hand in a lot of successes at the company. As Jeff pointed out prior to this, you know, he and Henry Ford II just didn't see eye to eye. Henry fired him. He put together an amazing team at Chrysler, and they went on to do great things. But Iacocca transcended just the automotive industry. You know, he'd hobnob with rich and famous. He'd bring in people like Frank Sinatra into town for an unveil of a car. You know, Bill Cosby, even when he was still, a national hero and a big name back then, he'd bring in. And also, Iacocca restored the Statue of Liberty. He was appointed by President Reagan to do that. And again, you know, it wasn't just things that he was doing in the auto industry. He was just known well beyond that.
In 50 years, how will somebody maybe remember Iacocca? How do you maybe package that up and say a couple of sentences? How will one look back and say Lee Iacocca was?
He was one of the greatest salespeople that the auto industry has ever seen. You know, he got his start, really put his mark by starting a program in a region in Pennsylvania, a sales program that he called 56 in 56. So if you put $56 down and paid $56 a month, you could have a 1956 Ford. And it just became an incredibly effective marketing campaign, so much that so that Ford Motor Company adopted it and started to apply it nationwide as well. But that's what really put Iacocca on the map at a very young age and just kept on growing from there.
Helping us remember the life and legacy of Lee Iacocca, automotive analyst John McElroy joining us this evening. John, we appreciate it tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, Jason.
WWJ News Time. 10:08, traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 8s from the Eitel-Dahm Motor Group Traffic Center. Brought to you this hour, Eitel-Dahm's Motor City Mini. Back out to the roads now. Lance Howard.
Well, up in Clinton Township, once again, police are asking you simply avoid the area of Clinton River Road. It is closed between 17 Mile and Canal. Romeo Plank blocked south of Canal down to Clinton River Road. A lot of activity going on around Bud Park in that area. MDOT's still reporting a crash on 696 eastbound near Greenfield, blocking the left lane and shoulder. Unfortunately, the MDOT cameras are all dark in that area. 94 eastbound near Little Mac, AAA GM cam showing that crash has cleared. Woodward north before Maple, that accident cleared as well. Watch for a rolling work crew on 94 eastbound. Anywhere from Telegraph to Wyoming, they'll be blocking the left lane during the overnight hours. 75 is closed between Big Beaver and Crooks. Overnight construction until 5 a.m. Detours are posted in the area. Now, if you see something and you can help us, the tipster line is 248-4236-WWJ. You can follow us on Twitter at WWJ Traffic. In the Idle Dom Motor Group 24-hour traffic center, watching the AAA GM cams, I'm Lance Howard, WWJ News Radio 950.
Patchy outages all over the metro area, roughly 35,000 DTE Energy customers in the dark. We get the AccuWeather forecast now. Meteorologist Dave Bowers.
Well, warm and muggy for the rest of the night, and still a couple of showers and thunderstorms moving through the region. Just watch for some drenching downpours in places, low about 72. Tomorrow, warm, humid, clouds and sunshine, but just a spotty shower or thunderstorm into the evening, high about 86. And it's the same story for the 4th of July, quite warm and humid with clouds and sunshine. There'll be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening, high of 88. We'll do that again on Friday with a high of 90. And then finally, a dry day Saturday, partly sunny with a high 86. This is AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bowers on WWJ News Radio 950.
Rain falling right now in Livonia across the city of Warren, also in Walled Lake. Wet conditions in West Bloomfield Township. Partly cloudy skies downriver. It's currently 76 degrees in Woodhaven. 75 right now at the airport, and light rain reported in Romulus. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s, and you can check anytime online. WWJNewsRadio.com.
The Detroit Tigers celebrate Armed Forces and Veterans Recognition Day at Comerica Park July 5th when they take on the Boston Red Sox. Log on to WWJNewsRadio.com's events page for details and to purchase your tickets.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s. Bypass the brake lights to work and sail home in the afternoon with News Radio 950 WWJ.
Former Ford Motors executive Lee Iacocca dies at age 94. We'll have more on this iconic American, best known for developing the Ford Mustang, as the evening grows old. WWJ News Time, 10:12. Warren Mayor Jim Fouts issuing a warning to those who will be shooting off fireworks this 4th of July. You may face a big fine. Fouts says the state has increased its fine to $1,000 for shooting off fireworks while under the influence, as well as for those who shoot them off in the middle of a street.
The reason for that is I want our streets freed so that the EMS, fire and police, all on emergency runs, will not be impeded by people shooting fireworks off in the middle of the street. In addition to that, I have other concerns. I don't want people shooting fireworks off within 30 feet of one's home.
Fouts traveling today to fireworks vendors across Warren, asking them to help share information on the increased fine. It used to be $100. Some families, meantime, who have children with sensory issues, they'll be avoiding 4th of July celebrations as best they can. Dr. Sarah Dunkel-Jackson with Centria Autism, based in Farmington Hills, says it doesn't have to be that way, though.
There's actually some really nice techniques that we can use that are based on applied behavior analysis. First of all, communicating to the kiddo at their level is really helpful to kind of forecast what is to come. Talking to them about some activities that will happen, you know, are there going to be picnics, are there going to be barbecues, are there going to be fireworks?
She says a code word can also help for a child to use when they start to feel overwhelmed. WWJ News Time, 10:14, rain in Detroit, rain in Chicago, as the Tigers and White Sox are washed out in the Windy City. Sports coming up next.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars. Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Lee Iacocca. He was a force to be reckoned with when it comes to the automotive industry. He has died at age 94. We'll have more on the life and legacy of Iacocca throughout the evening. Stay with WWJ for the latest. WWJ News Time 10:15 as we check sports. Rain out in Chicago, Tigers and White Sox. They'll be making up tonight's contest come September 27th as Matt Boyd was scheduled to start for Detroit. Meantime, a moment of silence was held by the Texas Rangers, this before tonight's game, in honor of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. He died on Monday. Major League Baseball postponing yesterday's scheduled series opener between the Rangers and Angels after Skaggs was found unresponsive in his hotel room. He was pronounced dead on scene. U.S. women's soccer again heading to the World Cup final. The Americans topping England today, 2-1. Forward Alex Morgan scoring a goal on this, her birthday. Now, before the contest, she spoke pretty candidly about herself, but also her team.
In general, our team has been able to adapt to what the game has given us, and that includes myself. And I've been given different roles within the team defensively and on the attacking side. And all I would like to do is be able to execute that, and I think that I have.
Sunday is the title game. The U.S. will either face the Netherlands or Sweden. Those two teams will meet Wednesday. On the court, Rafael Nadal began his search for a third Wimbledon title today, beating a Japanese qualifier 6-3, 6-1, 6-2. In women's action, Serena Williams opening her bid for a 24th Grand Slam title with a straight-set victory on center court at Wimbledon. Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour. Traffic and weather coming up next.
At Menards, nobody beats our selection of building materials. Build your next outdoor project with AC2 pressure-treated lumber. AC2 pressure-treated thick deck boards are 15% thicker than other standard deck boards. They're grown, sawn, and treated in the USA, offering a natural wood appearance for improved staining and finishing. Right now, AC2 pressure-treated lumber is on sale. Sale prices are good through Saturday, July 6th, during Menards' 4th of July sale.
Save big money at Menards.
When news breaks.
I have consistently stated that Enbridge's pipelines in the Strait need to be shut down.
News Radio 950 is there.
I think he got tangled up in that seaweed. The seaweed is as high as the river itself.
The only station that covers it all.
This is the Rocket Mortgage swag right here.
Breaking news.
Officers were called out to the Romulus Middle School when the crowd gathered behind the school to watch the fireworks got out of control.
Making news.
Boats are launching here at Metro Beach, bound for Gull Island to party.
News Radio 950. WWJ.
WWJ News Time, 10:18. Traffic and weather together on the 8s. Let's hit the roads now with Lance Howard.
Well, out on the freeways, MDOT's still reporting 696 eastbound near Greenfield. Accident blocking the left lane and the shoulders in that area. 696 eastbound, Grosbeck to Gratiot. Construction reported left lane until 6 a.m. 75 is closed between Big Beaver and Crooks. That's scheduled until 5 a.m. for bridge beam placement. That's all part of our electrical workers Local 58 construction alert, so you can know before you go. More road work out there on 94 eastbound, Telegraph to Wyoming. Watch for that rolling crew in the left lane through 5 a.m. And again, Clinton Township Police, State Police asking you avoid the area of Clinton River Road near Bud Park. Clinton River Road is closed between 17 Mile and Canal. Romeo Plank closed south of Canal down to Clinton River due to that police activity. In the Idledom Motor Group 24-hour traffic center, I'm Lance Howard, WWJ News Radio 950.
About 35,000 DTE Energy customers currently without juice tonight because of passing storms. The AccuWeather forecast now, meteorologist Dave Bowers at the Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Weather Center.
Slow-moving front continuing to bring a couple of showers and thunderstorms the rest of the night. There's still going to be some hard downpours in places, so watch for ponding on the roadways, flooding of other poor drainage areas. low about 72. And the outlook for tomorrow as well as the 4th of July, it stays warm and humid. Mixed clouds and sunshine. There'll be at least a spotty shower and thunderstorm, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature 86 tomorrow, 88 on Thursday. Hot and humid Friday with some sunshine and another shower or thunderstorm and a high of 90. And it looks dry and warm on Saturday. This is AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bowers on OWJ News Radio 950.
Heavy rain right now downtown Plymouth. Also steady showers in Oak Park where it's 71 degrees. Mostly clear in Riverview and 74.
News now on News Radio 950 WWJ.
I'm Jason Scotts. Good evening. Top stories at 10:20. Saying goodbye to an automotive icon. Lee Iacocca has died at the age of 94. WWJ learning the former executive of Ford and Chrysler dying at the age of 94 this morning. He's credited with launching the Ford Mustang and turning around Chrysler as it neared bankruptcy.
He became a household name in America. He wasn't just a well-known executive in the automotive industry. Everybody in the country, certainly in the 1980s, knew who Lee Iacocca was.
Auto analyst John McElroy speaking live on WWJ. We'll have team coverage on the life and legacy of Iacocca at the bottom of the hour. Also developing tonight, Clinton Township Police telling residents to stay inside as a search for an active shooter is underway. Investigators are currently searching the area of Bud Park. That's near Clinton River Road and Romeo Plank. Drones are in the sky, also helicopters. Stay with News Radio 950 as this story continues to develop. Well, the cost to pay a parking fine within Detroit has been cut in half, for residents at least. Council Pro Tem Mary Sheffield co-sponsoring the proposal. It was approved today by City Council.
The effective date of the ordinance, it won't be until November 1st, so the discount will not be applied until November 1st, but residents will be able to register for the program starting in August. Come August 1, people can register with their vehicle information, and they'll be in the system and ready to go come November 1st.
For years, the ordinance amendment had been a subject of debates, as the costly fine for a parking violation, it was put in place during Detroit's financial crisis. But beginning this fall, $45 tickets for parking will now cost residents just over $22.
Carly's up, and now there's sticker shock. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. If you leased a car in 2016 and your lease is about to come up, prepare to pay more. Labor costs and material costs have been rising, and base prices have been inching their way up too on new vehicles. Edmunds.com predicts a person who has a 2016 model and wants to trade it in for a 2019 or 2020 model will pay at least $1,600 more. Basically, we're talking $45 to $50 a month more on a 3-year lease. Kiplinger's Personal Finance is suggesting one option is to look into purchasing a late model pre-owned vehicle. Maybe it's one that's coming off a lease. They say look for a certified pre-owned vehicle. They've been inspected and carry a manufacturer's backed warranty that could cover the powertrain for 100,000 miles. Just make sure you ask who administers the warranty. Where do you have to be to put it into play? Does it have to be at a dealership? What if you move or you're traveling when you need the help? Best warranties are those backed by the manufacturer. They're accepted at any of the brand's dealerships. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Right now, CenterPoint Energy Services is giving you 3 free months of natural gas when you switch today. That's 3 months of savings, which could mean 3 nights at your favorite restaurant, 3 days at the beach, or 3 awesome home upgrades. Switching is fast and easy. Just dial #250 and say 3 for free. Plus, lock in a lower summertime rate and you could save year round. Switch now and save big with CenterPoint Energy Services. Limited time offer. Terms, conditions, exclusions apply. Visit 3forfreegas.com for details.
Former Chrysler CEO Lee Iacocca, who became a folk hero for rescuing the company in the 1980s, has died at the age of 94. Stay with WWJ for the latest. We'll check your money coming up next on WWJ.
Oaks Roofing, O-A-K-E-S.
For the most honest roofing company in town, search Oaks Roofing. That's O-A-K-E-S, roofing.com.
Oaks Roofing, O-A-K-E-S.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Hmm, cool. I didn't know that.
Yep, but the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As Fiat Chrysler Automobiles is releasing an official statement now regarding the passing of Lee Iacocca. The company, quote, is saddened by the news of Lee Iacocca's passing. He played a historic role in steering Chrysler through crisis and making it a true competitive force. We'll have more on the life and legacy of Lee Iacocca as the evening grows old. WWJ News Time 1025. Let's check business and your money now. Jeff Bellinger has the Bloomberg Business Report.
Economists surveyed by Bloomberg think the Supply Managers Non-Manufacturing Index will show that growth in the service sector slowed a bit in June. The report will be out shortly after the start of what will be an abbreviated pre-holiday session on Wall Street. Some job market indicators are on the way this morning. They'll cover private sector hiring, planned layoffs, and new unemployment claims. Investors are counting on the Fed to cut interest rates soon. Jim Caron of Morgan Stanley tells Bloomberg Radio rate cuts may not have a lot of impact in the current environment.
It used to be the case that when you lowered rates, you increased the demand to borrow because you could borrow at cheap levels and then you could go and reinvest. The problem that we're having today isn't that banks won't lend, is that borrowers won't borrow, and we call that a balance sheet recession.
Some economists and Fed officials have argued the economy is not weak enough that it should trigger a rate reduction. Friday's employment report from Washington could either bolster or weaken the case for rate cuts. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Bloomberg Business Report on WWJ News Radio 950.
Closing numbers for stocks of local interest as American Axle slides 4.5% to settle at $11.82 a share. BorgWarner gave back 2% to close at $41.09, while Comerica Incorporated sliding 3%, falling $2.42 a share to close at $70.59. Traffic and weather coming up next.
The Transportation Improvement Association presents a holiday safe driving message, sponsored in part by AAA. Here's Jim Santilli, CEO of the Transportation Improvement Association.
Michigan law prohibits a person from interfering with the normal flow of vehicular traffic. If you're at a traffic signal, please continue to keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. A driver who delays traffic because they are distracted not only puts themselves and others at risk, but they can also receive a traffic citation. Travel Michigan safely, buckle up, and remember that together we can save lives and prevent injuries.
AAA, insurance, towing, claims, repairs, or rentals, where one call does it all. For less money out of your wallet, expect something more with AAA. Call 800-AAA-MORE for a quote today.
This has been a holiday safe driving message, sponsored in part by AAA, and brought to you by the Transportation Improvement Association on News Radio 950 WWJ.
Download the all-new Radio.com app and listen to WWJ News Radio 950 anytime, anywhere.
WWJ News Time, 1028, traffic and weather together. Let's start with Lance Howard.
Well, I-75 is in fact closed between Big Beaver and Crooks for bridge beam work until 5 a.m. Crooks is the most obvious detour to get around that. 94 East, Telegraph to Wyoming, watch for a moving work crew blocking the left lane until 5 a.m. Still have that police activity affecting Clinton River Road between 17 Mile and Canal, also affecting Romeo Plank up in Clinton Township. Watching the AAA jam cams, I'm Lance Howard in the Eiteldom Motor Group 24-hour traffic center, WWJ News Radio 950.
Warm and humid tonight, occasional showers and storms passing through. We'll drop down to 72 degrees by daybreak Wednesday. AccuWeather's Dave Bowers calling for muggy conditions, clouds and sun mixing. Evening storms and showers expected, a high of 86 tomorrow. It'll be sticky Wednesday night into Independence Day as well. Clouds and sun on Thursday, very warm and humid, possible thunderstorms and highs near 90. Right now we have showers. They're persistent right now in northern Wayne County. Parts of Livonia pretty wet at the moment. Ferndale, Highland Park, and Hamtramck experiencing showers. Just clouds over Wyandotte at the moment, and 73 degrees.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
The News Watch never stops on Detroit's number one news station. News Radio 950, WWJ.
Remembering American and automotive icon Lee Iacocca, he died at his California home at the age of 94. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert and former Governor Jim Blanchard joining us live and local on The Life and Legacy. Also on the way, Clinton Township residents urged to stay indoors tonight. Police there searching for a gunman. We'll have the latest. And
ahead of the holiday weekend, a warning about high water levels on recreational rivers that are moving faster than in previous years. I'm Michael Cohen.
Good evening. I'm Jason Scott for WWJ News Radio 950. DTE Energy says about 35,000 customers currently without electricity this hour, passing storms over Metro Detroit. Currently 73 degrees downtown, WWJ News Time, 1031. It's a frantic search ongoing for an armed suspect in Clinton Township. Police telling residents to stay indoors. The investigation looking for a man in the area of Bud Park and Romeo Plank. As we go live and local now to the 24-hour traffic center with our Lance Howard.
Well, tipster calls started coming in during the 8 o'clock hour pointing out the problem near Bud Park. Clinton Township Police did confirm Clinton River Road closed between 17 Mile and Canal. Romeo Plank blocked south of Canal down to Clinton River Road, all in front of Bud Park with that police activity. Now, state police have told us that troopers are assisting Clinton Township Police with that armed suspect situation near Bud Park. They're asking you avoid the area and expect a heavy police presence there as well. State police also telling us now that their state police helicopter, Sierra Papa, is overhead assisting police in that area looking for the armed suspect. Reporting live, Lance Howard, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's developing tonight. Fiat Chrysler now releasing a statement, officially confirming the death of automotive legend Lee Iacocca. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert joining us live and local with the latest, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll read a little bit from that statement, Jason. Fiat Chrysler saying they're saddened by the news of Lee Iacocca's passing. They say he played a historic role in steering Chrysler through crisis and making it a true competitive force, that he gave them a mindset that still drives the company today. Iacocca died early this morning at his Bel Air, California home. No word on a cause yet. He was 94. Now, he gained fame first at Ford as one of the driving forces behind the Mustang. He was fired personally by Henry Ford. Then he went to Chrysler. Not only did he turn that company around, he became its public face.
Lee Iacocca was a household name because he was the consummate salesman.
That's Automotive News Editor-in-Chief Keith Crane. He says Iacocca was somebody who could move the metal. Now, after his retirement, he briefly became persona non grata at Chrysler because he was allied with billionaire Kirk Kerkorian in a takeover attempt. That was later forgiven, and Iacocca actually returned in 2005 to do more commercials. Again, Lee Iacocca, dead at 94. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Our team coverage ongoing now. Former Michigan Governor Jim Blanchard joining us live and local this evening. He worked with Iacocca for more than a decade and joins us on the other end of our live line tonight. Mr. Governor, thank you for joining us, and please share with us exactly your relationship with Lee Iacocca.
Well, thank you, Jason. I've known Lee for 40 years, worked with him closely for about 12 years. He was a giant in business. He was a master marketer and salesman. He was actually a frustrated politician. He actually had very good political instincts and occasionally harbored the idea of running for the Senate or president. And he was also a family man. I mean, in later years, he had two quick marriages that didn't work out. But he had a wonderful marriage to his first wife, Mary, two daughters, a wonderful family, in that sense, a very private person. I worked with him as a member of Congress on the Chrysler Rescue, and it was a very, very tough challenge. I won't bore you with all the details, but he was a great witness before congressional committees, unlike a lot of auto executives. He knew how to handle things, and he listened. He listened. It's really interesting. But, I mean, he did so much for the company and really elevated it. And, of course, he became, I would say, the first really well-known pitchman on TV for Chrysler. A lot of different things he did, which were really great, and I worked with him as governor and a congressman even later. I was on the Chrysler board later. But one of the really bright things was to buy Jeep, basically, which is now, of course, not only the iconic brand, but really has really helped Fiat Chrysler globally do as well as they've done. He did the minivan at Ford, of course. He was the father of the Mustang. But at one point in my life as a young member of Congress, I talked with him every night at about 6:30 for about 6 months on the phone, helping manage the Chrysler Rescue, and then afterward making sure that Chrysler got the money for the loan guarantee to survive. And he was a social philosopher. It was really fascinating. And the other thing is, he surrounded himself with great talent. He raided Ford Motor to some degree to do that. But he had a lot of talent. He knew how to use it. And he saved thousands of jobs in Michigan and elevated the Chrysler brand in a way that we will always, always remember. But I just know him as a tough, demanding, but really interesting guy, almost a social psychologist and a marketing man supreme. And, of course, he helped me enormously, and I will always be grateful.
Cunning and clever, those are the words that come to my mind. We're speaking live with former Governor Jim Blanchard on the passing of Lee Iacocca. Look at it this way. If you can find a better car, buy it. If that's not clever and cunning, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it was great. And, the whole company was riding on the introduction of what was called the K car. And if they had not succeeded, the loan guarantee and everything would have failed. Now, there are a lot of people that helped Chrysler, I might add, in Congress, at the state of Michigan, everybody from Tip O'Neill to a lot of the bankers and auto dealers, people like Hoot McInerney. So there were a lot of people who helped, but Lee was the great salesman and leader. And I think it was a wonderful thing for Lee because he had been ousted at Ford Motor. I think he felt rejected both in the business world and socially in the Detroit area. And this allowed him to rise to great heights. And really, at one point, there were people urging him to run for president. I worked with him, as I said, as a congressman and governor and later as a friend. But I remember Vice President Mondale calling me and asking me if I would see if Lee Iacocca would be willing to be his running mate when Mondale ran for president in 1984. I talked to Lee about it. He said, I'm not sure I could do that. Let me think about it.
He was thinking about it, at least. How about that? Think about the worlds that he had both of his hands in at the time. Hey, yeah. If you don't mind, former Governor Jim Blanchard on the other end of our live line, could you stick around? We're going to pause for traffic and weather for a moment here.
Sure.
WWJ News time is 10:38. Let's get you up to date on the roads. The situation in Macomb County this hour. Lance Howard, how's it looking?
Well, it's still an active situation up in Clinton Township. Clinton River Road closed between 17 Mile and Canal. Romeo Plank blocked south of Canal Road. All of this in the area of Bud Park. Police asking just avoid the area. Now, 696 eastbound near Greenfield, we had a crash blocking the left lane and shoulders for a while. Tipster Red helping us out with that as well. Michigan State Police now telling us that has been cleared. AAA jam cam showing 75 is closed both directions between Big Beaver and Crooks. That's bridge beam work through 5 a.m. tomorrow. Tipster line is open, 248-4236-WWJ. Follow us on Twitter at WWJ Traffic. Watching the AAA jam cams in the Idledown Motor Group 24-hour traffic center, Lance Howard, WWJ News Radio 950.
Scattered outages across Metro Detroit thanks to those T-storms that swooped through earlier this afternoon and evening. The local forecast now, meteorologist Dave Bowers.
Now, a couple of showers and thunderstorms still moving through the listening area here the rest of the night. Just watch for downpours in places causing some ponding problems on roadways. Low about 72. And we stay warm and muggy for tomorrow, the 4th, as well as Friday. Some sunshine each day, but there'll still be a shower and thunderstorm around. But the majority of the time, it's dry. High of 86 tomorrow, 88 on Thursday, 90 on Friday. Getting into the weekend, we finally get into somewhat drier air. No mention of rain on Saturday, just partly sunny with a high 86. This is AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bowers on WWJ News Radio 950.
Rain falling in Dearborn, also in Ferndale, and out the back door of the Radio Ranch here in Southfield. Partly cloudy skies otherwise at the airport in Romulus and 76 degrees. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s. WWJ News Time 1040.
News Radio 950. WWJ. Where the news watch never stops.
Former colleagues saying ex-Chrysler CEO Lee Iacocca has died at age 94 in Bel Air, California. On the other end of our live line this evening, we're joined by former Michigan Governor Jim Blanchard, who worked with Iacocca and knew him for many years. We were just speaking about how Iacocca, he was a best-selling author. He was courted as a presidential candidate, and he launched so many different vehicles for the likes of Ford and Chrysler, significant ones such as the Mustang, not to mention the minivan. Former Governor, you had many intimate conversations with Iacocca. Tell us about the man. How does he maybe decipher a situation or maybe share his thoughts and feelings about something that may be a towering issue?
Well, unlike most businessmen at the time, he really was much more astute politically. And really tried to figure out what made different people tick. And so he was really kind of a social psychologist and really into stuff. And he used to, pontificate. When I would talk to him, which was almost for 6 months, almost every night about 6:30, we would talk about the progress in getting the legislation through Congress and later getting the financial community to support the loan guarantee program. But he spent as much time talking about the presidential elections, complaining about various people in politics, cabinet members and others. It was really interesting, and talking about other individual members of Congress and labor leaders. By the way, he had great admiration for Doug Fraser of the UAW, who passed away a few years ago. He had good relationships with the people that really counted. And I mentioned earlier, he surrounded himself with wonderful talent. Jerry Greenwald was his financial guy. Harold Sperling, kind of a manufacturing guy. Ben Bidwell, later Bob Lutz. He had really good talent around him, which really counts for a lot in life and in politics. He also cared deeply about his family and his wife, Mary, who passed away many years ago. He was very close with her and was never able to regain that kind of love or sense of family after that. He has two daughters, and they're married and grandchildren. But I just think about him as a social philosopher, and I remember saying he had this idea and he had that idea and this idea. And I said, you really ought to think about running for office at some point. He said, I'm needed. We don't have the kind of leaders we need. And it was really interesting. So there were rumors he might run for president, and people would come to me. My lieutenant governor, Martha Griffiths, said, I want to support Lee for president. I said, go ahead. I'm not going to get out and start endorsing candidates. But I said, I can't imagine him handshaking in diners in New Hampshire. I can't. I can see him becoming Pope, but I'm not sure president. Once I talked to him about being the running mate for Walter Mondale, and he said, I'll think about it. And then he finally said, I wouldn't mind being chief of staff to the president. But vice president does not have the kind of power I would want. And I thought, he's got it figured out. He knows how important the chief of staff is in the White House.
Yeah, there was
really amazing.
A foresight there that the auto industry just really hasn't or doesn't see, I guess, at the moment, or rather will never see again.
I think, you know, Sergio Marchionne really appreciated Iacocca, the late Sergio at Chrysler. And they both had a keen sense of social awareness, political awareness, that really helped a lot in running a major company that employed thousands of people. And I must say that, in fact, he had a dinner and a kind of a semi-tribute to Iacocca 10 years ago. We were all there, and so it was a wonderful reunion. So all the Chrysler family will always remember Lee as the guy that led them through the dark hours and just did a fabulous job for Chrysler, its employees, its dealers, and for those of us in Michigan, for the people of Michigan. He was a real leader that we really will always remember and be grateful that we knew him.
Former Governor Jim Blanchard remembering the life and legacy of Lee Iacocca, dead at the age of 94. We thank the former governor on this evening. WWJ News Time, 10:45, Your Eye on Health with Dr. Deanna Lights, sponsored by Delta Dental.
Infertility with Your Eye on Health. I'm Dr. Deanna Lights. About 1 in 8 women in this country experience infertility. And when it comes to treatment, income and education may play a role, according to new research from the University of Michigan. Dr. Jim Dupree is a researcher and urologist.
We found that women who reported having higher incomes, more advanced educations and degrees than those with health insurance, all reported that they had gone to see a doctor more commonly than women without those characteristics.
Experts say more research and policy changes are needed to make treatment more accessible for everyone. With Your Eye on Health from the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Sports time on this Tuesday evening, WWJ News Time 10:45. Tigers lefty Matthew Boyd not starting tonight for Detroit. That's because the game never got underway. Washed out in Chicago, Detroit and the Windy City making this one up come September. Another win for the Americans. U.S. women's soccer took down England today 2-1, earning a spot in their third consecutive World Cup final. Now, is Team USA arrogant? Some critics are printing that today. Here's the USA forward, Kristen Press.
Confidence is beautiful, and it's something that's a big part of the U.S. women's national team legacy, and it's actually an important part that we really hope that our performances are help spreading to other people in the world, and that the next generation looks and sees that and feels that and carries that on.
USA waiting for the winner of Netherlands and Sweden tomorrow, as the final title game will be Sunday. Sports at 15:45 past each hour. Traffic and weather next.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
I'm going to tell you something personal. I take Metamucil, and it's so amazing it makes me want to tell strangers on the radio. Metamucil is made from psyllium fiber, a naturally sourced, plant-based fiber that traps and removes the waste that weighs you down. I take it every day, and it helps me feel lighter and ready to take on the world. So if you feel sluggish, it might just be your digestive system not working like it could. So try it for yourself, and then tell everyone you know. Or not. Metamucil. Feel what lighter feels like.
WWJ News Time, 10:48. Traffic and weather together. Here's Lance Howard.
Well, things are finally starting to calm down, at least on the area freeways. We do have the big closure in place, 75 in both directions between Big Beaver and Crooks until 5 a.m. for bridge beam work. We understand that ran a little long yesterday or earlier this morning. 94 eastbound, Telegraph to Wyoming. Watch for a work crew moving along in the left lane. If you're traveling the area roads and you see a intersection with the signals out due to the power outages, treat those as a four-way stop. Up in Clinton Township, Clinton River Road still closed between 17 Mile and Canal, all in the area of Bud Park with that police activity. In the Idledown Motor Group 24-hour traffic center, watching the AAA jam cams, I'm Lance Howard, WWJ News Radio 950.
AccuWeather forecast, it's Dave Bowers now at the Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Weather Center.
Well, warm and muggy for the rest of the night, and still a couple of showers and thunderstorms moving through the region. Just watch for some drenching downpours in places, low about 72. Tomorrow, warm, humid, clouds and sunshine, but just a spotty shower or thunderstorm into the evening, high about 86. And it's the same story for the 4th of July, quite warm and humid with clouds and sunshine. There'll be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening, high of 88. We'll do that again on Friday with a high of 90. And then finally, a dry day Saturday, partly sunny with a high 86. This is AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bowers on OWJ News Radio 950.
Light rain over much of Oakland County. We have steady rain falling now in Canton Township. Heavy rains in the Milan area. Downtown Detroit, light rain and 73 degrees.
News now on News Radio 950 WWJ.
I'm Jason Scott. Good evening. Top stories at 1050. Chrysler officially responding to the death of Lee Iacocca. The automotive giant credited with launching the Ford Mustang while saving Chrysler from bankruptcy. He died today in his Bel Air, California home. In a statement, FCA says, quote, he played a historic role in steering Chrysler through crisis while making it a true competitive force. We'll have continued team coverage on the passing of Lee Iacocca. Also, Clinton Township Police say residents living in the area of Bud Park should stay inside. Officers now searching for an armed suspect around Romeo Plank Road and Clinton River Road. Stay with News Radio 950 for live and local updates. If you're heading up north for the holiday weekend, be prepared for higher than normal water levels.
As campers and boaters head to parks around the state, many will find water that's higher and moving faster than in previous years. Nate Peters, an officer at the Huron-Manistee National Forest, says tubers, kayakers, and canoers will need to be cautious on recreational rivers.
Those high water levels are causing strong currents. They're making it difficult to navigate under bridges. Really, the biggest concern right now is that they're causing increased debris in the water. So that's floating limbs on and beneath the water that can cause problems for paddlers.
Visitors to all waterways are reminded to heed posted warning signs, moderate their alcohol consumption, and wear U.S. Coast Guard approved personal flotation devices. Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.
The only way you can take WWJ News Radio 950 with you anywhere is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
How great was June for Ram pickups? This is Jeff Gilbert with the Corporate Conference. Now, Ram's been having a great year. It has a well-received new truck along with the old truck for fleets and bargain buyers and some pretty good deals. So June was actually the best month since Ram became its own brand in 2009.
Ram sales were 68,000, and that's kind of Ford F-Series territory. We won't know where they come in until tomorrow.
That's Auto Trader analyst Michelle Krebs. Now, Ford no longer breaks out monthly sales, so we may not really know for sure if Ram edged the F-150 in June. But that likely would be just a one-month thing anyway.
I doubt Ford will give up that mantle that it's had for decades as the best-selling truck in America. I just don't see them letting that happen.
Ram has easily moved into second place, but GM says it expects to gain ground in the second half as it rolls out the new trims of an all-new Silverado. With the Car Chronicles, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, Radio 950.
Hear traffic and weather on the 8th, powered by Kogel's anytime. Start your day with Kogel's Holy E-Smokes. They're holy smoked. Another way to enjoy the flavor and quality of Kogel's anytime. Get products and locations at Kogel's.com.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
I was just calling to say thanks for saving my move.
How did we do that?
Our stuff was loaded, but we were out of time, and there was a mountain of junk we were leaving behind. My neighbor said, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They work till midnight, and they can be here in 90 minutes.
We came through for you?
You saved my move.
You're an angel for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Hey, my name is Sarah, too.
My sister.
I'm just calling to say
thank you.
You chose us. We should be thanking you.
Well, we were planning a move, and I'm a planner.
Excellent.
I wanted to send our junk packing.
And we sent it packing?
You sent it packing.
High five, girl.
High five.
When you want to send junk packing, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
There's no such thing as enough country, silly.
Get your country on.
Now on Detroit's own
99.5 WYCT.
Bill Ford issuing a statement on the passing of Lee Iacocca. He says, quote, he was truly bigger than life, and he left an incredible mark on Ford, the auto industry in our country. I will always appreciate how encouraging he was to me at the beginning of my career. He was one of a kind and will be dearly missed. WWJ News Time, 10:55. A check on business now. Jeff Bellinger and the Bloomberg Business Report.
Stocks managed modest advances thanks to some late session buying. The key averages had gains ranging from 0.2% to 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 69 points to 26,786. The NASDAQ closed 18 points higher. The S&P 500 added 9 points and closed at a record high. Steve Chiaverone of Federated Global Investments tells Bloomberg the upside potential for stocks may be limited for the rest of the year, but that does not mean the cycle is over.
When you look at the data, whether it's claims or core PCE or where the Fed is in terms of being on the verge of easing, that this is a cycle that can continue.
The pace of home price appreciation picked up in May. CoreLogic reports prices were up 3.6% from May of last year and up 0.9% from April. Crude oil futures fell nearly 5% to $56.25 a barrel in New York. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Bloomberg Business Report on WWJ News Radio 950.
Winning lottery numbers at the top of each hour on WWJ. Daily 3, 924. Daily 4, 7923. Fantasy 5, 12, 13, 28, 30, 32. Tonight's Mega Millions pull just moments away. It's worth $83 million. Traffic and weather coming up next.
If you've ever hired someone to maintain your lawn, you know it can be a crapshoot. So many of these small companies are unreliable, and frankly, they don't do a very good job. You should hire Miller Landscape. They'll maintain and proactively manage all your landscape needs, from mowing and pruning to flowers, fertilization, even your sprinklers. Hire them to do as much or as little as you want, and most importantly, they're reliable and do a great job. Call 800-36-MILLER. That's 800-36-MILLER. Or go to getmillernow.com.
WWJ News Radio 950 is partnering with the Transportation Improvement Association to remind you to keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, drivers who use a handheld device are 4 times more likely to get into a crash serious enough to cause injury. Together, we can save a life and prevent injuries.
Log on to WWJNewsRadio.com for more information. Sponsored by Oliver Law Firm of Livonia.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
WWJ welcomes Salute to America to the Henry Ford in Greenfield Village, July 3rd through 6th. Celebrate Independence Day with the DSO and a great collection of songs, food, and fanfare honoring America. Details at WWJNewsRadio.com's events page.
Just before CBS News at 11, traffic and weather together. WWJ News Time, 10:58 with Lance Howard.
There's a crash on the Chrysler 75 southbound near M8. The Davison AAA jam cam showing it blocking at least the right lane and shoulder. Traffic is slow in the area. 94 eastbound east of Little Mac, Axton blocking the right lane and shoulder as well. 75 the Chrysler closed both directions between Big Beaver and Crooks overnight through 5 a.m. for bridge beam work. Detours are posted in the area. In the Edeldom Motor Group, 24-hour traffic center, I'm Lance Howard, WWJ News Radio 950.
Warm and humid now through the rest of the week. Occasional showers, maybe a passing storm. We'll drop down to 72 before daybreak Wednesday. Warm and muggy tomorrow. Clouds and sun mixing. An evening storm is expected. High of 86 for tomorrow. Independence Day, clouds and sun with warm and humid conditions. A possible thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s. Right now we have passing showers in Dearborn Heights and in Southfield. Heavy storms right now in the Monroe area and 73 degrees.
The News Watch never stops.
Never stops.
News Radio 950. WWJ.
Good evening. I'm Jason Scott's top stories on the way. Former Chrysler CEO Lee Iacocca has died at age 94. We'll have team coverage beginning with CBS News next. Also ahead, Clinton Township Police telling residents near Bud Park to stay inside. We'll explain.
Bloomfield Township Police say a, quote, medical episode led to a crash.